Mishnah Yud, the last Mishnah of the Masechta returns to the subject, not quite the main subject of the Masechta, the Megillah itself, but to the subject of Kriyas HaTorah and reading the Haftorah, and the focus is different parts of Tanakh, which for whatever reason are not necessarily to be read in public and shul, or perhaps they are to be read, but not translated, for whatever reason as we are going to see, or some which are indeed read and translated, despite what I might have thought that it should not necessarily be read and translated, as we are going to see now. Maaser Reuven, the story of Reuven in Parshas Vayishlach, where it says that Reuven went and had relations with Bilhah, who was one of Yaakov's wives. The Gemara explains that this is certainly not literal, that Reuven, the incredible tzaddik, violated such an avera of having relations with his father's wife. Rather, it means that he caused it that Yaakov would have relations with his mother Leah instead of Bilhah, something much, much smaller, which on Reuven's level was perhaps considered to be as severe as the avera of having relations with his father's wife, on some level. However, because everybody comes to shul, and everybody hears the Kriyas HaTorah, the more ignorant people there might understand this literally. Especially since the Meturgamon, the translator, would generally translate things in the literal way. And because of that, says the Mishnah, Maaser Reuven, the story of Reuven, Nikra v'lo mitargem, is read as part of Kriyas HaTorah. We don't skip that part out. However, it is not translated, and therefore those who are too ignorant to understand the Lashon HaKodesh, the Hebrew of the Torah, so they won't even understand what the Torah said, and that won't cause any problems of them interpreting this literally. Maaser Tamar, the story of Yehuda and Tamar in Parshas Vayeshev, where Yehuda had relations with his daughter-in-law Tamar, Nikra, that is read, Umitargem, and it is translated, since at the end of the story Yehuda admitted to his sin, and there was a very much positive ending to the event, so there isn't this danger of misinterpretation by the ignorant people, and therefore it is translated, as well as being read. Maaser Egel HaRishon, the first time the Torah talks about the sin of the Egel HaZahav, Nikra Umitargem, it is read and translated. In fact, many Mefarshim explain that it is a good thing to talk about this, because when people are reminded of their sins, or their ancestors' sins, so it brings them to repent and to separate themselves from the sin. The Hasheni, however, the second time the Torah talks about the sin of the Egel HaZahav, and this is when Moshe and Aaron are talking to each other, so this part of the Torah emphasizes more Aaron HaKohen's role in the story. And because of that, Nikra v'lo mitargem, it is read but not translated in order to preserve the honor of Aaron HaKohen. Birkas Kohanim, the Parsha of Birkas Kohanim in Parshas Nosai, and as well as that, Maaser David v'Amnon, the story in Sefer Shmuel about David and Amnon. It's really the story of Amnon, who was David's son. It's the story of his big sin. And since the Pesukim talk about him being the son of David, so in order to preserve the honor of David, both these things, Brigas Karnim and Maaser David v'Amnon, are neither read nor translated. Now the truth is, many Mefarshim actually have a different version slightly of the Mishnah, and their version, Brigas Karnim, is read but not translated, because there's no part of the Torah itself which we skip over during Kriyas HaTorah. But regarding to the Haftorah, so we can decide which parts of Nach to use as a Haftorah. But the Kriyas HaTorah, we never skip over a part of it. And so they learn that we do actually read the Birkas Kohanim, but it is not translated. And the reason why it wouldn't be translated is because those who are ignorant won't understand the Pesukim, which imply that Hashem favors Klal Yisrael more than anybody else. They'll think that it's not fair, that Hashem favors us for no reason, not because we deserve it, and because of the misinterpretations which could result, it is not translated. Continues the Mishnah, Imaftirim b'Merkava, we do not use the part of Sefer Yechezkel, which talks about how Yechezkel went up to Shamayim, to the heaven in a chariot, a story which is totally difficult to understand, and which only somebody on a very high level can understand, and because of that we do not use it as a Haftorah, so that people don't come to delve into it when they are not on the level to be able to understand it, and they might come with very wrong conclusions from learning this themselves. However, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits it because he is not concerned that people will come to do this. Alright, and the Masechta ends off, Rabbi Eliezer says, Emaftirim b'hoidas Yerushalayim, we do not use the part of Yechezkel, which talks about the ruins of Yerushalayim and its desolate state. It is considered a lack of honor towards Yerushalayim and also towards the Jewish people, sort of quite a shameful thing, and therefore it is not used as a Haftorah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Solik Maseches Megillah, Mazel Tov.